Kane and Kim.
Just getting a bit of correspondence off the back of our talk around Twitter is that Kingy likes to engage, but he's quick to block.
No, that's not true. if you're going to have a meaningful and rational discussion, I'm all for it.
What's the block count? What's the block count
the
up
block
to?
Block count, the boys just asked me a block count. It's 1,014. I'd like to welcome a dozen Freo supporters and Thomas Carboni.
1,014. Welcome Thomas to the block club.
Did himself a mischief during the week.
So 1,016. How do we even find out how many people?
Yeah, go into your settings.
Oh, Keith seems to have done himself a mischief.
Support, into privacy.
Privacy, yeah. It'll be there.
All right, I'll
You've got me on blocked, I think, actually.
Probably have blocked you.
You haven't put an ice bath out for a while, actually.
I put one out last week.
Did you?
When he just destroyed Essendon single-handedly off 65% game time. Anyway, that's a discussion for another time. It's time now for this.
In the gun. Who have Kane and Kingy got in their sights this week?
Oh, I was going to put them in the gun. Just an update. I've got 47 blocked accounts on Twitter and 45 muted.
So the
mute's an excellent feature.
Teasing yourself.
If someone's really annoying you with the rubbish that they're putting out there on Twitter, Tim Gossage, you can just mute them. they don't know that you've blocked them. So you don't see their tweets, but you're not cruel enough to
That's a really weak way of doing it.
Block them.
Just block him.
I think it's a good feature.
Have you sent that tweet out yet to Richard?
This is In the Gun for Grays Online, Australia's leading online auction marketplace. Kingy, who got in the gun this week?
I'll tell you who I've got in the gun this week, and I'll tell you why I've got them in the gun. I've got the guys that should be doing the heavy lifting at footy clubs at 25 years plus, 25 years of age plus. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at, I watched the West Coast last week, and I take my hat off to Mitch McGovern and Cripps and Yo and Kelly and Duggan, even though he didn't use the ball great, Hunt and Barasta. They gave everything last week to get their team over the line. Wasn't to be, but gee, they gave a good account of themselves in the first half and scared the Sydney Swans. So I'm looking at the Adelaide Crows and the North Melbourne 25 pluses, guys like Walker, Smith, Laird, something please, Rory. Crouch has been pretty good. O'Brien can find a yard. Keys can do more. Dawson can definitely lead better and do more. Hinge, those sorts of guys. Got to do the heavy lifting. The Kangaroos at the moment are operating off the back of the kids. Mm-hmm. At the time for the guys that were recruited to the footy club to do something, Greenwood, Core, Tucker, those
McDonald.
Guys. Well, McDonald's in there. He's 30 years of age. Simpkin, Larky's going just okay, but they need more than just okay. Fisher. So these are the sort of guys I'm talking about. If you're 25 plus at a football club at the moment, hey, she's shoulder to the wheel.
All right, in the gun for me, and I like that as well. If you've got someone you want to put in the gun, let us know. 0433981116. I'm just looking at Darcy Parrish, who's third game back, and I watched Libba last week against Geelong single-handedly almost keep his team in that game. The tenacity that guy played with was extraordinary, and he's done it for a long time. And then I'm watching Darcy Parrish just run around, collecting touches but not inflicting damage. And so I thought, I'll look up Darcy. What's his goal count? I mean, the best midfielders are the ones that are actually doing the damage, either leading to scores or putting that on the scoreboard themselves. 2022, he kicked 3 goals. Last year, he kicked 3 goals. This year, hasn't kicked a goal. So can he get forward and start inflicting some damage rather than running around getting 6 kicks and 15 handballs like he did against Port Adelaide last week? He looks like he's plodding to me. I don't know why he's got his socks up, but it's made him look slower. And I'm not seeing any of the 6-year contract that he's been rewarded with on big money. So Darcy Parrish, your captain is leading the way. Zach Merritt's been extraordinary. I think the responsibility is on you tonight to go up against Libba and Bont and the work that they're doing and go, okay, I'm actually going to have a meaningful influence on this game. So he is in the gun. Grays Online, Australia's leading online auction marketplace. It's easy to buy and sell. With Grays, a lot of text coming through. No one over 25 at North have composure. All of them are poor decision makers and headless chooks. Adelaide looked like they dodged a bullet with Petty. I've been a Bombers supporter for 50 years and I'm at a loss, just no good, says Matt. Well, that was a sort of in line with your discussion that you had with the guys on AFL 360, Kingy, in terms of all of the different areas. So we spoke about the top teams as one or two areas that they'd like to fix up, but you rattled off about six with the Bombers that are all an issue.
Yeah, I mean, in short, they can win it at clearance because they're some good players in there. And I'm glad you wrapped up Zach Merritt. I think he's having a terrific season. He's trying his hardest to lead this club. And I think their clearance profit loss sheet, their balance sheet's going really well. But any time it goes into a ball movement, whether you've got it or they've got it, they're awful. And in my mind's eye, I thought, oh, no, they're a dangerous team with the ball because you keep the 2023 visions of the teams at the moment in your mind. Last year, they were the second-best team at moving the ball. This year, they're second worst. And I thought, that can't be right. I've got to have a look at that. That just can't be right. You have a look at the ball users down back. McGrath is the 14th-ranked halfback flanker in the comp. He's going really well. Heppel's 31st. Now, I've been hard on Dyson, and I think that's okay for him. They're not expecting him to be much more than that. Nick Martin. What is this role with Nick Martin now? Was he the right man? Looked really good during preseason. He's the 38th-ranked general defender for ball use. 143rd in the competition. So have they set it up for the right man?
He's getting a stack of it. Well, we sort of touched on this. He kicked 19 goals as a wingman last year and was really important. So you lose that as well for putting him to halfback.
And Mason Redmond, who was a freewheeler last year, is the 151st ranked kicking ball user in the comp. So they're sort of lost everywhere. Now, Dersma comes in and plays the wing role, but Martin was playing it better than anyone. Mm. So what, you know, not critical of trying it, but I think you've got to assess it and you've got to make change. So if they roll on with this for another 3, 4, 5 weeks, you've got to start to question why. I think they need to make a shift there. I think Redmond's their perfect counterpuncher, the freewheeler. And if it's not working, maybe just go retreat back to where you've been last year. I'm at a loss with their ball movement stuff.
I fear for them tonight. The Western Bulldogs on that ground can be as deadly as any team, so just not sure they can go toe-to-toe with them tonight. So that one could get ugly and the season could slip away pretty quickly. Caleb Daniels been dropped.
Mm.
He's an Adelaide boy. He's from South Adelaide. You think he's perfect for the Crows in terms of actually giving them some dare off halfback? Because I've watched them play a lot Adelaide and, gee, they're boring. And who's their ball user off halfback? There isn't one. It was probably Dawson and Hinge, but Dawson's gone in the midfield and Hinge hasn't been the player that he was last year. Brody Smith is getting on a fair bit now and hasn't had a great season. Would you pick up the phone if you're Adelaide and sound out Caleb Daniel and try and get him to your club and settle him to say, look, halfback's yours?
I would. I know there's a big price tag there. He's just recently signed a pretty sizable deal. But you've got to get the player. They've got to fix the system. So the cost is the cost. I think he'd be a good acquisition for any club, Caleb Daniel. He's clearly out of love. It's a bad relationship where he is. The Dogs need to find a couple of picks, and we had this discussion last weekend. I think the Dogs have got these three tools that are going to be there for a decade.
Yep.
You've got to build around them. Bont's got probably, what, six really good seasons left?
Max.
Yeah, max, mate, say five. So why not get adventurous with English, let him go. Get your first-round picks in. Bailey Smith, let him go. Get the first-round picks in. See if you can get something for Jackson McRae because he's not part of your weaponry now. And you're falling out of love with Caleb Daniel. Get something for him. If you get a second rounder, grab it and go. Roll again.
You don't think they're good enough, do you?
I don't think they're good enough.
You may sneak into the eight, but they're not good enough.
They're not good enough to win it. But they could be good enough to win it in 2 years if they get their drafting correct in the short term and give up a bit to get up the draft order a little bit.
Yeah. So is that what do you make then of the coach who we often speculate about and I've spoken about? If they're not good enough now and you want to do sort of a mini reset and get some talent in and be really aggressive with your list management, which I don't disagree with, mind you. I think English is definitely the one that you can let go. And the others, you know, Bailey Smith looks like he's going anyway, Daniel and McRae out of favour. If they're not good enough now, and they've said that they think they are, they think they've got a top four list, what does it mean for Luke Beveridge?
Yeah, time again, I don't know if the CEO would dive into the list discussion. He made that comment in an interview with us on Crunch Time last year. I think he put unfair pressure on the coach at that stage. I think the coach knows exactly where they're at, hence him not really getting involved in the public discussion of who they are. He just talks about game day. He talks matter of fact about where they're at. You know, their stuff with the footy's really good. Their ball movement stuff's really good. We've always talked about them wanting another interceptor. The way they're using Norton, no one agrees with, but they're using him in a way that's opening it up for Darcy and Jamara to go to work. So there is a benefit there. But they've got to get aggressive as a footy club now. They've won their flag. The coach won the flag. You can't take that off him, Cornsy. They're bloody hard to win, right?
Yep.
So you've got to give him a few years' grace after that. But now they've got to go again. They can't meander as a football club. They've got to get aggressive.
So reset with the current coach.
I think so. I think he's earned the right. They're clearly not a good enough list right now. Their bottom six players are as poor as anyone's. Do you agree with that?
No, I think if you go through every team, you can find their bottom six.
I don't agree with that.
Quite poor.
Carlton's bottom six are very. Brisbane's bottom six. Give me Brisbane's bottom six players.
Oh, Answorth, Leicester.
Leicester's
Gardner.
Played 200 games.
Yeah, but he's not. You know, he's not anything better than what the Western Bulldogs have got. Fletcher. Young player coming through who will be a good player, but I mean, you can go through every club. I can go through the Blues bottom six and go, Kemp, Boyd.
Boyd's a good player.
I don't think there's having anything more than what the Western Bulldogs have got, but then they've got the top end stuff that no one has access to. So you can't talk about their bottom six.
Tell us on the temper text.
Top six.
Have I got them wrong? Have I got their bottom six wrong?
I don't disagree with what you're saying about, and every team will look to do that. You see Geelong after they won the flag. They bring in extraordinary talent. Bruin's been really important for them. Henry, Bose has been important. Jai Clark's a pick seven. So every team is looking to do that. So I definitely agree with what you're doing in terms of getting your list better and bringing in talent. But right now, I don't think the season is a write-off for the Dogs just because of the top level of talent that they've got on their list. But Bulldogs fans, don't miss the action tonight because I reckon you're going to have a pretty strong performance against the Bombers. Tickets are selling fast at ticketmaster.com.au. It's Fireball Friday. Still to come, Chris Davies and Cal Toomey from afl.com.au with all the news.